Of the Montserrat crisis, ministers deny being more interested in abandonment than rescue. Catician Prime Minister tells us he'll press on with corruption inquiry. And a European commissioner tells the ACP, wake up to the fact that the days of preferences are over. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. British government ministers have rejected criticisms of their handling of the volcano crisis in Montserrat. International Development Minister Claire Shaw denied that officials had worked to depopulate the island rather than redevelop it. She said many of the problems in providing aid stemmed from bureaucratic delays beyond her control. Our political correspondent Adam Brimelow followed proceedings today at the House of Commons.
The hearings conducted by the Parliamentary International Development Committee this week have revealed a deep frustration of frustration over the crisis in Montserrat that's shared by the British government and the authorities on the island. On Tuesday, Montserrat's Chief Minister David Brandt called the response a fiasco. He accused Claire Short of making misleading and inaccurate statements and said British officials wanted to depopulate the island because it was cheaper than providing housing, schools and a hospital for those who remained. Claire Short told the committee today that she'd already reassured the Montserratian government this was not the case.
We made it absolutely clear there was no such plans. There was an absolute commitment to a redevelopment in the north. And it's been repeated occasionally since, but it has never been the case, never even considered as a policy option that I am aware of in any forum where I've been.
She repeated her frustration over the delays in getting help to the people who need it and said the Montserratian government tended to overlook the immediate priorities.
My own view is that one needed to stage the decision-making to make sure they were immediately cared for, able to exercise choices, build some permanent structures. But there's been constant pressure for big projects to be built in the north, which take time to have feasibility studies and get agreement. And in the meantime, people have been in a very bad situation. And I think that's part of what's gone wrong. And I think it's partly to do with all the diffused responsibility for different aspects of taking care of people.
There was clear concern among the MPs on the committee over why it has proved so difficult to help the Montserratians. Their hearings have highlighted once again the continuing tension between the British government and the local leadership in Montserrat.
Adam Brimelow. At the Tuesday sitting of the committee, Montserrat's Chief Minister David Brandt had called for a full judicial inquiry. The chairman of the committee, Bowen Wells, is questioning the need for such an inquiry. He told Caribbean Report it would be time-consuming and won't solve the immediate problems of Montserratians.
I would have thought in the context of Montserrat that there are more important things to do for the future of Montserratians rather than going in for a full judicial review, which will take a long time and won't solve any immediate problems. There are much more immediate problems, like large numbers of people in very unsatisfactory accommodation in Montserrat.
Mr. Wells said the committee's work had been held up by the number of departments and offices, which had various levels of responsibility for the island.
That has been one of the difficulties as to who is responsible for what. I think that becomes very apparent when you read the evidence which is given to us. The Secretary of State says it's her responsibility, and other people say it's the Governor of Montserrat's responsibilities, others say it's the Governor's responsibilities, and so on. You know, that has been and is a problem. There's no doubt about that.
Bowen Wells. This morning, meanwhile, it was the turn of Montserrat's former Governor Frank Savage. He advised the Commission to take into account the power-sharing political situation in Montserrat.
The committee will, I know, wish to look closely at the governance and administration of Montserrat throughout the crisis. Montserrat has a fairly advanced form of constitution which gives wide powers to the locally elected government while reserving certain areas of activity such as defence, internal security, offshore finance and public appointments for the governor. It is a partnership government with the duties and responsibilities of each party clearly set out in the constitution.
Frank Savage. Prime Minister of St. Kitts Nevis, Denzel Douglas, has defended the inquiry into alleged corruption by the former government of Kennedy Simmons. Lawyers for Dr. Simmons are trying to have the inquiry declared illegal and are suggesting that the state pays their clients' legal costs since it's they who set up the inquiry. That last suggestion was one I put to Prime Minister Douglas in an interview at her London studios earlier today.
Well, I don't think that the government will be doing that at all. In fact, I think when the judge made his ruling, he awarded cost, of course, to Dr. Simmons in the sense that he should pay the cost of his own legal defense and maybe also the cost of the legal defense of the commissioner who was being taken to court, or the prime minister in that case, who was jointly taken to the High Court on this particular matter. No, I don't think that the government should pay.
Is this really necessary, Prime Minister? Some are asking, what's the point beyond embarrassing a political opponent?
It's unfortunate that some people think that it is an attempt to embarrass political opponents. That's not it at all. This government was elected with a very strong mandate from the people of St. Kitts and Nevis